This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The African Union has asked the junta that overthrew the democratically elected government of Niger to return to barracks within 15 days, just as the soldiers, facing growing international pressure, met with senior civil servants to discuss how to run the West African country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday in Australia said how the situation unfolds could affect American assistance to the country.
The fact remains that the very significant assistance that we have in place and that's making a material difference in the lives of the people of Niger is clearly in jeopardy, and we've communicated that as clearly as we possibly can to those responsible for disrupting the constitutional order and Niger's democracy.
Analysts fear a successful coup in Niger and the sanctions in the aftermath could cause more hardship for millions of poor and hungry people in West Africa.
Teraz sytuacja staje się jeszcze groźniejsza.
Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says about 100 soldiers from the Wagner Group have moved closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno near the Polish border and could pose a threat to Poland. He says the situation could become more dangerous. However, he didn't give a source for that information, and the founder of the Belarusian Opposition Hagin Project, which monitors military activity in the country, told Reuters News that his group has not seen any evidence of the Wagner Group moving closer to that city. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops near the eastern city of Bakhmut on the front line Saturday. The visit comes on a day that authorities in Zaporizhia say two people were killed in a Russian missile strike. Russian Foreign Ministry also says it has received around 30 peace initiatives about the war. This is VOA News. Nicolas Petro, the son of the Colombian president Gustavo Petro, has been arrested and it's part of an investigation into money laundering and illicit enrichment. That's according to the Attorney General's office on Saturday. The younger Petro, a politician in Atlántico province, had welcomed the investigation when it began in March and has previously called the accusations that he took money from drug traffickers in exchange for including them in his father's peace efforts unfounded. Lebanon's Hezbollah leader has urged Muslims to punish those who desecrate the Quran if governments fail to do so. We hear now from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The comments by Hassan Nasrallah came in a video address shown to tens of thousands gathered in Beirut's southern suburbs to mark the Shiite holy day of Ashura. Nasrallah said Muslims should wait to see the outcome of a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Baghdad. The OIC have to send a firm, decisive and unequivocal message to these governments that this renewed aggression will be faced with the cutting of diplomatic and economic ties. He went on to say that if the OIC does not act against countries that allow the desecration of the Quran, then it was up to Muslim youth to punish the desecrators. Nasrallah often uses religious occasions to send political messages to followers. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by China. The announcement from the White House on Friday said that the aid going to Taiwan is part of a drawdown from existing U.S. weapon stocks. Speaking in Australia, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
The capability that we're providing them is defensive capability. As you know, in accordance with the Taiwan Relations Act, we are committed to helping them get the capability they need to defend themselves. And so this is no change from what we've done.
Chinese embassy spokesperson Liu Pengyu told VOA via email that China firmly opposes U.S. military ties and arms provisions to Taiwan. Australia's foreign minister Penny Wong said on Saturday that the long-running case of imprisoned WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has gone on too long and needs to be completed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushed back against Australia's demands that for an end to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange prosecution, saying that the Australian citizen was accused of very serious criminal conduct in publishing a trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.